While residents of Gaza must cope with the threat from Israeli airstrikes, people in Israel are coping with the threat of ongoing rocket fire from militants in Gaza. Residents of Tel Aviv, for example, are being urged to rush to bomb shelters when warning sirens blare, and that's not something people there are used to, as Rebecca Collard reports.
It's almost midnight in central Tel Aviv, and a dozen or so young Israelis are lounging on folding chairs on the street patio of a small bistro. It's a world away from the devastation in the Gaza Strip, or even Israel's southern communities, where sirens ring regularly and residents are accustomed to taking shelter.
This is the bubble.
That's Moti Avraham. He works here.
People here want to live. So the restaurant is busy, the bar is busy. We're not afraid.
In the last decade, Tel Aviv has been spared much of the rockets and sirens that are common for Israelis in the north and the south in times like these, and escaped the worst violence of the Second Intifada. But in recent days, the bubble has been challenged by Hamas's upgraded arsenal. These sirens urge Tel Aviv to take shelter from incoming rockets. It's something residents here aren't used to. For the first time, rockets fired from the Gaza Strip are reaching even farther north than this coastal city. But still, for the most part, people here seem unfazed. The beach is busy for a Thursday afternoon. Talma Lieberman plays in the water with her six-year-old son.
I choose not to operate from fear. A feeling of safety, a feeling that there's something that protects us and nothing will harm us.
This choice to ignore danger comes easily here, in part due to the now regular sound of Israel's Iron Dome intercepting rockets midair. With faith in this system, many people saunter rather than run towards shelters. And some, like 26-year-old Luna Frankel, don't seek shelter at all. The Iron Dome shoots down the rockets, she tells me. I'm more likely to die in a car accident now than from a rocket. Israel first installed this defense system to protect the southern region in 2011. The system has since been extended north and has intercepted at least 70 rockets bound for urban centers in recent days. There have been no Israeli casualties. So far, in this latest escalation of violence, Israel's strategy has been airborne. While the Iron Dome intercepts incoming rockets, Israel's Air Force has been pounding the Gaza Strip, killing around 100 Gazans, according to Palestinian health officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has indicated the possibility of a ground invasion. He's called up thousands of reserve soldiers and amassed tanks and artillery on the edge of the blockaded strip. But on a recent night in Tel Aviv, many were watching the World Cup, not the news.
I think they've been warned quite a few times that they stop sending missiles to Israel and they haven't done it.
Like most Israelis, Nir Avrahami says he's supportive of the airstrikes he believes are targeting Hamas. But his support stops short of risking Israeli lives in a ground offensive.
Once you go on the ground, you're going to start losing soldiers, right? And if we're going to lose 150 soldiers, right? I think this country will be crying.
For most in Tel Aviv, airstrikes in Gaza and the Iron Dome above are enough to defend the country, and there's less support for escalation to full-blown war. Even as the government considers a ground offensive, in Tel Aviv, there's a sense of insulation. For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard, Tel Aviv.